This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm really glad to be here today. Glad that I have an opportunity to hear God's Word. And I'm taking in the teaching. I'm striving. And I was thinking on how beautiful it is just to be a part of the Church of God and knowing the teaching and striving to implement the teaching, because we get good teaching over here, and I'm just glad I'm a part of it. On my job, the teaching is keeping me by the wayside, is keeping me. And before I came here, I was in another church, but it wasn't God's church. But I'm glad that God saw fit to bring me here. I'm just happy about it. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Thank God to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad for this door of utterance. Want to speak to you today about the faith of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Before we get into that thought, choir, I'm going to bring this number to you, O Salvation. Choir.
He heard the voice.
That was a wonderful number. Choir sang that number in the spirit. Deacon Debbie, announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. We're in the school of wisdom. And we're trusting that you're enjoying these broadcasts.
All right.
However you may hear it, on radio, which is a rarity now. Podcast,
yes, right.
On the net.
Yes.
We hope you have understanding of what you're listening to and that you enjoy it. And if you do, drop us a line, call us, let us know how you feel about the word that you hear. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." And I'm sure that if you have a mind or a spirit to seek God, if you're truly seeking, you're going to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. As I say, this is about the faith of our fathers. And before we get into that thought, it's good to know one thing, that many know of the faith of our fathers, but faith without works is dead. And this devil have put into the hearts and minds of 99% of the people, you cannot work your way to heaven. No, you can't. But if you don't work, you won't stay there. And you won't get there. Heaven is heavenly places here. Heaven is in God here. That's heavenly places. It's in the kingdom. It's being in God's will. And if you don't work at obeying God's word, you cannot occupy. You can't stay. And although you may be going to church, you won't be in the kingdom. Let's go to Ephesians 4:1. You may be answering me back in your mind or talking through the net. Oh, that's fine. A lot of them talk about Brother Isaiah. Brother Isaiah don't know what's going on here. Brother Isaiah is way somewhere in God. And what you do, don't hurt him. And what you say or do, don't hurt me either. It hurts none of God's people when you're in the spirit. Isn't that beautiful? So let's not waste your time. If you don't want to sit and reason together, don't start shouting at the net, saying you don't know what you're talking about. It's a waste of time. Ephesians 4, Deacon Franny, and 1.
"I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called."
Paul was one that wasted the church and was against the church. And he was in a religion. It's called Judaism. It's called in that day the Jews' religion. But God captured him, as anyone is when you are coming out of the world into God. God captures us. And we become a prisoner of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And Paul said, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you," mm-hmm, that's you and I, "that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." God called us to this vocation.
Yes. Yes,
let's go there. 1 Thessalonians 4:4.
All right.
"This is the faith of our fathers, The faith of our fathers is referred to as a vocation. Yes. And this is our vocation because the faith of our fathers have become our faith.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, that's it.
And I believe this is the faith of Jesus. Yes. We'll get there. Yes. But I'm just speaking to you what I know. Yes. And what I know, the scripture says that that's how I know it. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 4. What does it say?
That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor.
Now, that's part of our vocation. Possessing our vessel, our bodies, our minds in sanctification and honor. Now, that don't apply to ones if they are Baptist, because when you're Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, go down the line, they don't believe in sanctification, which is holiness. But this is the vocation because, as the scripture says, Israel was holiness unto the Lord. And it was, and that's yet what God is calling for today, holiness. Yes. To be holy, you must be sanctified.
Right.
That means washed from our filthiness from the world. That means we don't act and talk like we used to before we come to God. We've changed. God has made a change in our life. When we come to God, we've come with gods, the gods of this world, before God. And many times we were churchgoers, but we had all kinds of graven images before God and making God out of graven images, making God what we thought he should be or what the word is saying and not what the word is being taught to us to be by the one that God sent. Before we came to God, many of us was churchgoers, but we were yet taking his name in vain because we weren't obeying God's word. But we were told we couldn't keep his word, which is called the commandments. But yet they say they were preaching the word. When we came to God, many of us, we weren't remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And we have some that are Seventh-day Adventists and Seventh-day Latter-day Saints, but they don't live holy. They just keep the Sabbath. We are not just Sabbath keepers here. We are people that don't covet, bear false witness, steal, commit adultery, kill. We don't dishonor God and those that carry God, honoring thy father and thy mother. We remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy because we live holy.
Yes.
And we've come out from taking his name in vain. We strive not to do that.
Yes.
And making graven images, not talking about things you make with your hands out of clay or stone or you
right.
chisel down or you erect. It's the things we make in our minds, how we think God is and how we think we are, and I haven't done any harm, and I think I'll be all right. That's your image. That's your vision of God. That's not what God is calling for. We don't make a graven image. We find out what God is calling for and bring every imagination unto the obedience of his word. And we don't have the gods that are around about us that lead and guide us. We have one God. God is our God. We don't have gods before God. This is the faith of our fathers. He told Abraham, come out from among thy kindred, from thy father's house, into a land I will show you, as the land of holiness.
Isn't
that beautiful?
Yes.
And that's where we are today. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. What?
Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles, which know not God.
So the Gentiles that don't know God, don't know how to honor God in sanctification and honor, because they're not being taught by the one that God sent, the true principles of God. A Gentile is a Jew if they don't have the common salvation, if they don't have the faith of Jesus. They are yet a Gentile. A Gentile is only one that don't know God. It's not a natural heritage. It's a spiritual heritage that makes you know God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Seventh verse, what does it say?
For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
God has called us unto holiness. And to get there, you must be sanctified. And that's what God's word does. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. It converts you from uncleanness to cleanness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
He therefore that despiseth.
You know, they always say those commandments were done away with. That's the faith of our fathers. But it says he that despiseth what?
Despiseth not man.
Now you're not despising the preacher, but what?
But God.
Because that's what God is calling for. Holiness unto the Lord. The Lord is the one said, be ye therefore holy as your Father in heaven is holy. But why is it so many churches love to take on every title but holy? And when you do take on that title, you find the holy church of the heavenly way clouds. They don't keep God's commandments. And you cannot get sanctified without the commandments, because that's the word. It converts and sanctifies you.
Yes.
Just like they said, we have faith that the Lord died for our sins. But where's the works that you obey it? The word. Because obeying the word means you get rid of the gods. They say, I got to know Jesus died for my sins. But every ordinance, every holiday leads and guides them to do good deeds or a deed. When the Spirit of God is the one want to lead and guide us when and where and what to do. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 1. Let's go there again. Yes. May not get all of this tonight or today, whenever you hear this. But if led, we will get back into this. 4 and 1 again.
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
So that means walk worthy of this faith, which means let's not take his name in vain. Let's get rid of the gods. And that's the problem when the gods are being brought to the attention of the churchgoers, what they are, they can't give it up. Many times these gods are family, traditions of the fathers, which is not the traditions of God, but it's the traditions of the fathers that don't know God. Read.
With all lowliness.
With all, that means everybody. Lowliness, what?
And meekness.
Meekness.
With long suffering.
What?
Forbearing one another in
love. We love everybody, all of our so-called churchgoers. We love you.
Yes.
But we're only bringing to the attention the heir of the fathers.
Yes.
That's not a correct saying. You cannot work your way to heaven. Works don't get you to heaven. It says work out your soul salvation.
Yes.
Because to keep God's commandments, there is a work we have to do.
Yes.
But we didn't get to heaven by the works of doing a good deed without having the gift. The gift is given if you will take it up and receive it and do it.
Yes.
God gave that gift when we were sinning. When we were in sin, he gave the gift if ones will receive it.
Right.
And if you apply it, you can get rid of that sin and become a son. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
That's our endeavor. We want to keep the unity. But we cannot keep the unity of the Spirit if you're not in the Spirit. So we have to let us know you're not in it. You're not in the faith. We'll get there.
Right.
What?
There is one body.
What?
And one spirit.
There's only one body and one spirit. So we all God's body. We're supposed to be. But in true, in spirit, we're not. There is but one body. What?
Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling.
We got one hope of our calling, and we just spoke about that hope. Sanctification.
Yes.
Honor. What?
One Lord.
Now, again, there's only one Lord. What?
One faith.
There's one faith. So if you approach one of us here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, don't say, now, what is that faith you're in? There is but one. It's the faith. We're in the faith. If you're keeping God's word, which is the commandments, you're in the faith. There is but one faith. One Lord, one faith, what?
One baptism.
Because the baptism that really counts is not going into natural water, but going into the washing of water by the word. That's the baptism. One baptism. If you're not washed from your filthiness and the way you think from the world, you haven't been baptized. That's the baptism with fire. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 5. Let's go there. This is the faith of our fathers. So many don't know that the faith of our fathers, we ain't talking about them back there at Moses. Moses had the faith of our fathers. Jesus had it too. Jesus had the faith of our fathers before he got here. Before he began to preach it. He had it. You don't get the faith of your fathers by preaching. You get it by living a life. And once you live a life, then you are elevated to preach if you have the gift. Or if it's given to you to do that. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Peter 2 and 5.
Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house.
We're built up a spiritual house. Not built up a natural Jew, a natural Chinaman, a natural Greek, a natural African. That we built up like that. Whatever we are, we're built up a spiritual house. That we might worship God in spirit and in truth. Spiritual house, what?
And holy priesthood.
And holy priesthood. Not Baptist. Not a Presbyterian priesthood. Not a Methodist or African Episcopal priesthood. It's a holy priesthood. What?
To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Isn't that beautiful? Eighth verse, what does it say?
And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word.
So this life we live, these spiritual sacrifices are a stone of stumbling. The sacrifices and the word, we keep the commandments, it's a stone of stumbling, even the word, because that's what the word is. The word is the commandments. It's a stone of stumbling. What?
Being disobedient, whereunto also
a stone of stumbling and a rock
of offense, even to them which stumble at the word.
What?
Being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
So how are you going to be disobedient to Jesus unless you disobey what the word is saying? Because Jesus is the word. So if you disobey the word, you're being disobedient. And you're stumbling at the word. That means the word is spelled out. It's not, the word is not just J-E-S-U-S. It's the 10 precepts. That's the faith of our fathers. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
What?
And holy nation.
There it is again, a holy nation. That's the faith of our fathers.
All right, beautiful.
We're a holy nation and chosen.
All right.
God chose us because God knows what is in us and he knows what you're going to do. Chosen generation. A royal priesthood and holy nation. What?
A peculiar people.
We're peculiar because we don't go around snapping and jerking, doing the cool jerk. That was a big song back in the day. The cool jerk, like everybody in this church doing, kicking off the shoes, saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, slobbing, spitting all over the place. Under the guise of, well, we getting the Holy Ghost. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's just a lot of spitting and slobbering. That's just a lot of bunch of emotion. Holy Ghost help you live right. Holy Ghost is a keeper. That's what it does. What?
That ye should show forth the praises of him.
What?
Who hath called you out of darkness.
Now, when you come out of darkness, you're in the faith of our fathers. Because God called Abraham out of darkness. What did he call him out of? From thy kindred. Father's house. That's darkness. Because the father's house, kindred, don't know God. Neighborhood. Everything that raised us, TVs, aunts, uncles, friends down the street. It raised us. The news, everything you see. Cat dog.
All right,
Pastor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Bozo.
All right, Pastor.
Mr. Rogers, it was wonderful.
All right, Pastor.
He did some nice things. Roots.
Mm-hmm.
That raised us to think a certain way. You drop all that mess, like Paul, you count it dung when you come to God.
Go ahead.
Called us out of darkness. All that mess was darkness. Because there was some truth in it, some not. You didn't know what part was true and what was not. And more important, don't matter what was true about it. That's the world. In the world is good and evil. Read.
Into his marvelous light.
Called us out of into his marvelous light. Mm-hmm. Now the scripture says we don't get it. To the law and to the testimony. Mm-hmm. If they speak not according to this word. The testimony. God's word. There's no light in them.
Right.
We've been called to the light. The commandment is a lamp and the law is light.
Yes.
We've been called to this. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
Which in time past were not a people.
Now when we were in darkness in our father's house. With the traditions of our fathers and the kindred, we didn't know God.
Right.
In time past, we were not a people.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But are now the people of God.
Now we're the people of God because we've come out of darkness.
Yes.
We've come out and now we're under the faith of our fathers.
Yes.
What?
Which had not obtained mercy.
Now remember, we didn't have mercy then. And if you're not keeping God's commandments today, you don't have mercy. That's what the scripture says. The only ones who have mercy are the people of God. Don't tell me everybody walking around here said, well, God showed me mercy. No, he didn't. Not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That small God showed you mercy.
Yes.
You just didn't know it. You worship and you understand you know not what. But I'm here to tell you we know who we worship and what we worship. Isn't that beautiful? Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God which had not obtained mercy, but now
have obtained mercy.
Now we have mercy. Isn't that beautiful? Jude 2. Let's go there.
All right.
Thank God. Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
Jude 2.
Yes,
thank
yes,
God. Mercy.
Yes, Pastor.
Unto you.
Yes, Pastor. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied.
That's all we have here. Mercy. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Peace.
Yes.
Love be multiplied. What?
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation.
That's the faith of our Father. The common salvation. Remember now. Lord is going off scene, but this is the common salvation. What?
It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto
the saints. It was delivered unto the saints before Jesus got here. Because what was delivered to them was the word. And that's who Jesus is. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Then left that just because he died for us. Common salvation hadn't gone anywhere. It was still here. He didn't make a new salvation. Salvation's the same.
All right.
Keeping God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 14:12. Let's go there.
Right,
I know we're getting ready to close, but you stay with us.
That's right.
If you're on the net. 14 and 12. Revelation, what does it say?
Here is the patience of the saints.
What?
Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Well, why would he say this, John? When the commandments said, but that's done away with. Jesus is coming to die for our sin. No, that was Jesus' faith. That's the patience of a sanctified one. Keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Because the faith of Jesus is keeping God's word. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 4 and 13. Let's go there. That's the faith of our fathers. Deuteronomy 4 and 13.
And he declared unto you his covenant,
what?
Which he commanded you to perform.
Now, God declared his covenant. That means he declared his word.
Mm-hmm.
Even declared unto you his covenant, which he commanded us to perform it.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Then I ask you, if you'd like to, he commanded it. What?
Even Ten Commandments.
Even Ten Commandments.
Right.
That's the faith of our fathers.
Yes,
even Ten Commandments. They're even.
Yes.
So now, so we keep the commandment, but you made it odd now because you said, no, we're going to remember the first day of the week. Mm-hmm. You made it odd.
Right.
But we'll get there too. Read.
And he wrote them upon two tables of stone.
He wrote them upon two tables of stone. Mm-hmm. Read the first verse. What does it say?
Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you.
It's about all those bylaws. It's talking about these 10 precepts, their statutes and their judgments. And any law that you think of today, whether it's here, in any place in the world, it stems from these 10 precepts. You can find it. Read.
That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God
now, remember,
your fathers giveth you.
Hearken unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you.
Yes,
you can't read these 10 precepts and say, I got it. It don't work that way. No. It's got to be taught to you because there's a spiritual side to it. Mm-hmm. Second verse.
Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you.
That's the word. These 10 precepts that was commanded is the word. You should not add unto the word. Right. Don't add anything to these 10 precepts. You should not add unto the word which I command you. What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it.
So don't take anything out. Don't take out the Sabbath day and say, well, for our Sabbath is the first day of the week. It might be yours, but it's not the Lord's.
Right.
You may regard the first day unto the Lord, but God is not Lord of the first day. He's Lord of the Sabbath.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you.
He's letting you know that you might keep it that I commanded you to do. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
So there's anyone that's say they love God who is a churchgoer. God
you
commanded
can visit us
this.
Anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.